Let us pray. O God, you have called us to be servants in your name. Help us always to follow your example of great humility, that we won't be too busy, ashamed, or afraid to serve others, especially the helpless in our community. In the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. A few days ago, I saw on the TV news how three local women have teamed up to donate food to healthcare workers on the front line of the fight against coronavirus at Cooper University Hospital in Camden. For those food truck operators, Mary Hilbert, Sabrina Brill, and Elizabeth Cortina, it's all about lending a hand in these troubled times as doctors, nurses, and other healthcare workers answer the call every day to defeat the virus. During this virus outbreak, everyone can be a crisis responder and reach out to help others. You may not be able to shake hands during this epidemic, but you can pick up the phone and call family members, friends, or fellow church members to find out how they are coping. That's what we have been doing here at St. Thomas these past 5 weeks, since the church closed its doors because of the virus. It is during times like this that we Christians are commanded to demonstrate love for one another. In the gospel for today, Jesus told the disciples, "I gave you a new commandment, that you love one another. Just as I have loved you, you also should love one another. By this, everyone will know that you are my disciples, if you have love for one another." So today I want to talk about the humility of love. You see, contrary to popular belief, humility is not a sign of weakness or inadequacy. The Bible tells us that humility is a great and necessary virtue for Christians. Biblical humility is a recognition that by ourselves we are inadequate and worthless. Yet, it is because you and I are created in God's image that we have infinite worth and dignity. But true humility produces gratitude in us. The humble man sees that he has been the recipient of God's redeeming love and regards himself as not being his own, but God's in Christ Jesus. We read that in John 15:5. You see, humility in the spiritual sense is a grace of soul that allows one not to think more highly of himself than he ought to think. That's what the gospel writer tells us in Romans 12:3. That's also the lesson Jesus taught the disciples during the Last Supper, which we remember this Holy Thursday. We read in the gospel for today the story of Jesus washing the dirty feet of his disciples during the Last Supper. After washing their feet, Jesus put on his robe, returned to the dinner table, and asked the disciples, "Do you know what I have done to you? You call me teacher and Lord, and you are right, for that is what I am. So if I, your Lord and teacher, have washed your feet, you also ought to wash one another's feet. For I have set you an example that you also should do as I have done to you." My friends, I'm talking about the humility of love. For us, the follower of Jesus, humility is what some people call getting off your high horse and getting down to serve others. Humility is ignoring your status in society to help the poor or those who are hurting. Humility is being with or associating with people who are overlooked or marginalized. It can be doing the work that others do not want to do because they are too proud. But for us Christians, being humble is to love and serve. That's exactly what Jesus demonstrated at the Last Supper. Listen again to what Jesus told the disciples. "Very truly, I tell you, servants are not greater than their master, nor are messengers greater than the one who sent them. If you know these things, you are blessed if you do them." Do you mean blessings come from serving others? Yes. That's what Jesus is saying. God will bless you abundantly when you help your brothers and sisters who need help. God will bless you when you serve the poor, the weak, the sick, and the lonely. You see, my friends, when you serve the helpless, you are indeed serving Christ himself. And so God blesses you. Neither wealth nor fame can get you such blessings. It only comes from loving one another and serving others. And isn't that what you and I promised to do at our baptism? You remember that, don't you? Unless you were a child, you promised to seek and serve Christ in all persons, loving your neighbor as yourself. And believe me, if there was a time when we needed to show God's love by serving the less fortunate in our community, that time is now. All around us, we see people in great need. Thousands of people have lost their jobs because of the virus. And as a result, many people will be struggling to make ends meet. Many people could be facing hunger and food insecurity, and the need for food pantries will be greater. That's why, here at St. Thomas, the trustees of Kitchen of Hope have come up with this marvelous idea: drive-through free food distribution, to continue the outreach ministry without endangering the lives of anyone. Today, perhaps more than ever, we need people in church committed to a servant ministry. You see, when I was ordained deacon about 18 years ago, I made a commitment to look for Christ in all others, being ready to help and serve those in need. So, servant ministry is very important to me. It should also be important to you. The Apostle Paul also reminds us in Galatians 5 that all Christians are to serve one another in love. But sometimes this is not an easy thing to do. You have people thinking about money, how much it will cost, and can we afford it? Others think about how much time it would require to do so and so. In today's society, being a servant is not popular because it is against our selfish nature. We want to be served, not to serve. But Jesus taught that great people, the people we should admire and emulate, are those who humble themselves and serve others. In Matthew 20, Jesus said, "Whoever wants to become great among you must be your servant, and whoever wants to be first must be your slave, just as the Son of Man did not come to be served, but to serve, and to give his life as a ransom for many." My friends, during this Holy Week, I want you to know that we can show the world how much we love Jesus by the way we treat one another. Lots of things have been canceled by the coronavirus, but love is not one of them. We can demonstrate the love of God in many ways. You can send a get well card to the sick or a sympathy card to the bereaved family. Loving and serving a brother or sister in Christ could be quietly saying a little prayer for someone desperately in need. When we do these things, we are serving Christ. My friends, on this Holy Thursday, let us pray that the Holy Spirit will help us to be not only faithful believers, but good examples of servanthood. Because you and I know Jesus, and because we understand he loves us so much that he died for us on Calvary's cross, we must be more willing to love and serve the Lord. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.